Let's talk a bit about the Public Utility Regulation Act of 1999, which was the act that actually set up our unique ERCOT grid as a legal entity. It runs on what we call free market principles and something called competition rules, which are intended to incentivize the cheaper and more abundant generation of electricity and to encourage competition between entities such that we are not a regulated market the way we encounter utilities in other places. ERCOT, of course, is the nonprofit grid operator in addition to being the name of the actual physical structure that we call our electric grid. So it's both the overseer and the grid itself. The Public Utility Commission is a state agency with appointed directors. The directors are appointed by the governor, and the Public Utility Commission oversees ERCOT. An important part of our grid that's part of the underpinning of this act is that demand and supply must balance each other at all points in time, both as a matter of physical reality and as a matter of how this thing works in terms of actually incentivizing the provision of electricity. If you want to plug a light into your outlet at home, the electrons that are going to turn that light switch on for you and power your light have to be generated very close in time and proximity to the your demand for that power, because we're still building out the ability to store electricity, but it's an important part of our current operating situation, and certainly prior to the winter storm, that demand and supply had to equal each other at almost all points in time. And as a principle of economics, and as a principle of the way our market is designed, supply and demand set the price as a general matter. Remember that supply and demand, where those curves cross, that is supposed to be where the price is set. Now, some of these price parameters are set externally to market forces on a minute-by-minute basis. There are limiters, and we're going to talk about some of those during this presentation. But ERCOT prints and publishes price information on 15-minute intervals that drive the exchange of electricity on the grid. One of the limiters that we'll talk about that's very much the subject of the litigation is the fact that there's a $9,000 per megawatt hour price cap that came into play during Winter Storm Uri. It is meant to draw up as much electricity supply as possible. It's an all hands on deck kind of signal, when the normal price for that same unit of electricity prior to the winter storm was $25 to $50 an hour. And then finally, I have to mention something called nodal protocols, which are an incredible amount of detailed and complex instructions that ERCOT administers that drive all of what I have just talked about. They read like software code. As a former software engineer, that's what I think of when I read them. They occupy about four or five, two or three or four inch binders printed out. So there's a lot of regulation around this issue. All right, so we have talked a little bit about the fact that physical delivery is at issue, and this graphic is meant to describe the physical delivery of electricity. The resource entities are pushing electricity through the ERCOT system to the highline providers, to the local providers, directly to the consumers. The dollars flow the other way. Obviously, if you're selling something, you're expecting to get money back. So the consumers are paying money to service providers, who are paying money to highline providers and distribution providers, who are paying money, all of which is settled through the ERCOT grid, and that's its way back to the resource entities. That's the financial flow. And then, of course, we've got invoices generated by the providing entities, and we've got orders for that electricity generated by the receiving entities. And then We have the Public Utility Commission and its actions of the week of the storm, which enacted specific orders about the price of electricity during the electric emergency level 3 event that began on the morning of the 15th of February and lasted through the 19th of February. And those orders provided that order number one said that we're putting the price of electricity to the $9,000 limit because we find, the PUC said, that in the context of this emergency, the price of electricity should reflect the scarcity of the electricity. And because electricity is incredibly scarce, we're going to move the price to $9,000 and made that retroactive to 1:20 a.m. that morning.